The Last Leaf. Part 1.
B1. Read Part 1 of O. Henry's short story, The Last Leaf. At the top of a three-story brick house, Sue and Johnsy had their studio. In November, a cold, unseen stranger, whom the doctors called pneumonia, touched one here and there with his icy fingers. Johnsy was struck down, and she lay, scarcely moving, on her bed, looking through the window at the blank side of the next brick house. One morning, the busy doctor invited Sue into the hallway.
"She has one chance in 10,"
he said,
"and that chance is for her to want to live. She has made up her mind that she's not going to get well. I will do all that I can. But whenever my patient begins to count the carriages in her funeral procession, I subtract 50% from her chances to live."
After the doctor had gone, Sue went into the workroom and cried. Then she came into Johnsy's room with her drawing board, whistling. Johnsy lay scarcely moving with her face toward the window. Sue stopped whistling, thinking she was asleep. She arranged her board and began a drawing. As Sue was sketching, she heard a low sound. She went quickly to the bedside. Johnsy's eyes were open wide. She was looking out the window and counting backwards. 12, she said, and a little later, 11, and then 10, and 9, and then 8, and 7, almost together. Sue looked out the window. What was there to count? There was only the blank side of the brick house 20 feet away. An old ivy vine climbed halfway up the brick wall. Its branches clung almost bare to the bricks. "What is it, dear?" asked Sue. 6, said Johnsy in almost a whisper. "They're falling faster now. 3 days ago there were almost 100. There goes another one. There are only 5 left now.